Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Deb Datta and today we discuss Bhadra Sinha's report on why did the Supreme Court reject the plea for 100% EVM VVPAT verification. Voters have a fundamental right to know their votes have been accurately recorded and counted, but that is not equitable with the right to 100% counting of the voter verifiable paper audit trail or the VVPAT slips or physical access to these slips, the Supreme Court said on Friday. With these observations, the apex court rejected a batch of petitions, including one by Non-Profit Association for Democratic Rights or ADR, which was seeking to direct physical counting of VVPAT slips over and above the counting of votes that were cast through EVMs or electronic voting machines. This was because the petitioners had raised suspicions of possible EVM manipulation. A bench of justices, Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta, however, said that while simple, secure and user-friendly EVMs check and ensure righteousness and integrity of elections, the VVPAT system fortifies the principle of vote verifiability, thereby enhancing the overall accountability of the electoral process. The bench also allowed candidates who were placed second or third in the election results to get 5% of the EVMs cross-checked by a team of engineers from the company manufacturing the machines by filing a written request and by paying an amount to be notified by the Election Commission. It added that there will be a refund if the team finds tampering or manipulation of the EVM. The bench also declined the petitioner's request to print and give voters the VVPAT slips for physical cross-checking of their votes or count ballot papers. Moreover, the bench refused to allow any voter to liberally, as a routine, seek verification of the franchisee they exercise. Under the existing rules, voters can complain if they doubt the VVPAT slip did not depict the correct candidate or the political party that they voted for. The voting process stops whenever a voter raises such a challenge. But if it becomes a routine, it would hinder the election process and dissuade others from casting their votes. According to the court, the idea behind the plea for 100% counting of VVPAT slips was to secure the right to confirm the correct recording of the franchisee exercised by the voters, which it said could be done by adopting several other measures. After conducting an in-detail review of the administrative and technical safeguards of the EVM, the bench concluded that giving voters physical access to VVPAT slips is problematic and impractical and will lead to misuse, malpractices, and disputes. The bench also rejected the petitioner's submissions to return to what it called a weak ballot paper system and called it foible and unsound. Given that EVMs have restricted the vote casting rate to 4 votes per minute, digitization of the electoral process has not just eliminated booth capturing but invalid votes, the court noted. Even though the bench did not doubt the role of EVMs, it issued guidelines to further strengthen the integrity of the election process in this election cycle by giving directions that require the symbol loading units in the VVPATs to be sealed and secured in a container immediately after the symbol loading process is complete. The burnt memory or microcontroller in 5% of the EVMs shall be further checked for tampering or modification by the engineers from the side of the manufacturers if losing candidates make such a request, or identify the EVM either by polling station or serial number. The court arrived at its judgment based on the legislative and judicial history that led to the introduction of EVMs and VVPATs. It considered previous Supreme Court verdicts, which have rejected similar demands by individual petitioners in the past. While acknowledging voters' rights to question the working of EVMs, the court cautioned against raising aspersions on the integrity of the electoral process, emphasizing that one should exercise care while disputing the EVM's functioning. The bench also said that the EVMs have been subject to tests by technical experts and committees from time to time. These committees have approved and did not find any fault with the EVMs. The current design of EVMs have been designed by the engineers of Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited and the Electronics Corporation of India Limited and has been vetted by a committee of technical experts. As for the VVPATs, the court said that they were introduced to guarantee utmost transparency and integrity in the electoral system and to safeguard the right of the voters who know that the vote has been recorded in the EVM. The court noted that voters could see the VVPAT slip through the glass window. The Supreme Court's 56-page judgment captured the elaborate process that puts the EVMs into operations and also looked at the technical aspects of the machine in case of any unauthorized attempt to access the microcontroller or memory of the EVM. The unauthorized access detection mechanism disables it permanently. The court added that the advanced encryption techniques and mutual authentication or reception capability of EVMs rules out any unauthorized interaction. The court also noted that the mock test on EVMs days before their sealing for polling day had the representatives of recognized political parties present. The court also enlisted 8 benefits of the EVM VVPAT mechanism and observed that the EVMs do not have any ports, so a person cannot access the burnt memory of the digital device. During the hearing, the petitioners suggested employing a counting machine instead of physically counting the VVPAT slips. The court asked the ECI to look into this suggestion and another on barcoding the symbols loaded in the VVPATs, which could be helpful in machine counting. Thank you for tuning in. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from The Print.